This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with actor Troy Gentile of ABC's The Goldbergs in just a moment. First, Cameron Diaz, Ben Affleck, and Kirk Cameron bring home the raspberries. Cameron was the big winner at the annual Razzie Awards. The Growing Pains actor took home Worst Actor and Worst Screenplay for Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas, which also won Worst Picture. Cameron and his ego won the Worst Screen Combo, too. Cameron Diaz won for Worst Actress in The Other Woman and Sex Tape, while Megan Fox was named Worst Supporting Actress for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Ben Affleck was named winner of the inaugural Razzie Redeemer Award for his moving on from Geely to do Argo and Gone Girl. Kris Jenner says she's being blackmailed by hackers who have video of her naked. The reality star says someone hacked into her iCloud account and stole video of her walking around her home without any clothes on. She says the hackers have contacted her and want money in exchange for the video back. Jenner has gone to the police, who say they're now investigating. A natural facelift involving injections of vitamins is growing in popularity and is being used by celebrities including Jennifer Aniston and Katy Perry, who uses it on her behind. It's called mesotherapy and involves dozens of micro-injections delivering a cocktail of vitamins A, B, C, and E, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, elastin, and moisturizing acid. This stimulates the skin cells that produce collagen, which is a protein providing the firmness that becomes depleted with age. Some experts are warning people about the procedure, saying there is little clinical data to back up claims. Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather agree to fight on May 2nd at the MGM in Las Vegas. Mayweather posted a photo of the signed contract online. The match should break every financial record in boxing history. Mayweather could make up to $120 million, while Pacquiao could earn $80 million. The fight has been in the works for 5 years, but came together the last few months when the boxers put away their differences on drug testing and television rights. Mayweather is a 2.5-to-1 favorite to win. He turned 38 this week, and Pacquiao is 36. The ultimate adventure for a Disney-obsessed couple is making a tour around the world to visit 3 different Disney parks all within one single day. A couple from San Diego did it. They started their morning at Disney in Tokyo, hopped on a 10-hour flight to Disneyland in California, then topped it off with an evening in Orlando at Disney World. The trip was to commemorate the couple's 17th wedding anniversary. Every year they celebrate at Disney World, but this year they wanted it to be extra special. FYI, the couple didn't even have time to enjoy a ride or two on their visits. They had just enough time to snap a photo at each location and hop on a plane and move to the next. Brian Williams' daughter, girl star Allison Williams, says you can trust her father. Williams was speaking at the 92nd Street Y with Seth Meyers when she was asked gently about how Brian is doing these days. She replied, "This has been a really hard time. Obviously, it's toughest on my dad, who is sort of bearing the full burden of the responsibility for it. But my mom has been so strong, and my brother has been amazing. My dad," she says, "has always been there for us 100% of the time, so to be there for him is the least we can do." Allison Williams went on to talk about her father, Brian, by saying, "One thing this experience has not done is shake my trust and belief in him as a man. He's a really good man. He's an honest man. He's a truthful man. He has so much integrity. He cares so much about journalism." So says Allison Williams about her father, the suspended NBC anchor, Brian Williams. A medical expert can explain why people can't stop going to the bathroom once they've had a few drinks. He says the alcohol disrupts your body's hydration, causing the brain to produce a hormone to stop you from urinating. However, after your third drink, the kidneys kick in to start making a lot of urine, and that starts the repeated bathroom trips. He also says if you drink lots of water with alcohol to prevent dehydration, the body will only absorb about 30 to 50% of the excess water. And scientists say they have figured out why smoking marijuana causes an appetite for junk food. A study has found that cannabis flicks a switch in the brain that turns on hunger and suppresses the part of the brain that controls appetite, which makes us feel full. The researchers used mice with different nerve signals and monitored their brain activity after they were exposed to the drug. They studied how mice brains reacted to cannabis and found that the drug tricks your brain's control center into thinking that you are hungry. Researchers hope their new findings can help people who lose their appetites due to disease such as cancer. Let's catch up with young actor Troy Gentile of ABC's The Goldbergs. Oh, Troy.
Yep.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you today?
I just saw the promo the other night for The Goldbergs. The show is so clever and so funny. It was a whole takeoff on Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Is that the episode that's coming up?
Yep, that's the episode that airs. It's a tribute episode to the famous John Hughes film Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and I can't wait to see it. We put a lot of time and effort into it. 8 days of shooting, when normally it's 5 days an episode for shooting. So we just put a lot of time and effort. The writing staff did an amazing job. I mean, if you love Ferris Bueller as a kid growing up, you're going to love this episode. So you got to make sure to tune in.
Yeah, now what do you play, Ferris, or who do you play in this episode?
Well, I play Barry, but I'm trying to emulate Ferris. I'm trying to have my own epic day off because Barry's upset with the fact that he finds out that his girlfriend Lainey is going to home or was nominated as homecoming queen with her ex-boyfriend. So he says, you know what, I don't want to be at school today. I want to have my epic day off like Ferris did. And he goes on a whole adventure with Pops and Adam.
So are you enjoying the whole Goldbergs experience?
Oh, of course. It's awesome. I mean, we've done 44 episodes. We have two more. We're going to have 46 now. So it's just been a great ride so far. And we're hoping this thing keeps on going. And that's why we have a great episode on our hands. So we're excited about that, too.
And when will you find out if there'll be more than 46 episodes?
Like May-ish, June.
Oh, okay. So we're a couple of months away, at least.
Yes.
And are you one of those people that frets about that kind of thing? Or you realize that you can't control it, so you don't worry about it?
Worry about it, and you can't control it, but I definitely, like, you know, I look up ratings and I keep track of all that stuff. Yeah, I make sure, you know, it's important. You know, you gotta know how your show's doing. You know, I mean, I always look at the ratings for our show. I make sure I keep on top of that. But like you said, you can't control it at the end of the day, but it's good to know how your show's being perceived and what people are thinking of. And, you know, we're doing great right now, so we can't complain.
Yeah, and what's it like working with that cast of yours?
It's a blessing. I mean, Wendy McLennan Covey plays my mom, Jeff Garland plays my father's amazing, George Siegel is my grandfather's amazing, and Haley and Sean is my siblings on the show. I mean, they're great. We've been a family for 2 years now, so we really feel like a family.
Yeah, and do you ever get into the family squabbles like a real family, or you get along pretty well?
Well, we get along pretty well, for sure.
Well, now, you started, I guess, like early, like age 11. Are you now playing your actual age, or is there a difference between your real age and your TV age?
Barry's like 17, and I'm like 21, so there's like a 4-year difference, but not that big of a difference.
Yeah, you can remember back 4 years and act like that, right?
Uh-huh, exactly. Very easy.
So when do you go on hiatus and do other things if you are planning that?
We have March, I believe, 15th is our last day. So I'm going to hopefully try to get a movie, do something over hiatus, and then before you know it, we'll be back in August, you know, knock on wood. I'm pretty sure we're going to be back in August. So, I mean, hopefully I get to do another project on the side. That's what I'm hoping to do.
Yeah, I know you've done a lot of movies, you know, during the summer hiatus. Is there anything that you'd like to do, like a comedy, a drama, action? What is it?
Yeah, I'd really like to do a movie over the hiatus. You know, it'd be fun. I love making film movies. You know, being on TV has been awesome, but film movies is like what I originally came into the business doing. So I would love to do like some comedy film over hiatus, over break. You know, we'll see, though. You know, whatever is in store for me is in store for me, and I just got to play it by ear. But for right now, I'm focused on The Goldbergs, and we have two more episodes, and it's been a great season, so I can't wait to see it keep on being successful.
Now, do you get recognized on the street by people?
Yeah, sometimes. I get recognized more often when I leave California. A lot, because, you know, there's like a lot of actors here in California. Everywhere you look, you know, oh, that's an actor. But not like a crazy amount. No, I don't get recognized as a crazy.
And is there anybody that you'd like to work with in a summer movie filming?
Oh, I mean, there's tons of actors. I mean, I always wanted to work with Robert De Niro, Leonardo. You know, those are like my favorite actors growing up. And then, you know, like, the industry is just filled with tons and tons of talented people. So whoever I get a chance to work with is a blessing.
Sure. And do you think that comedy is really your strength, or you feel you could do dramatic roles as well?
I could definitely do both, but comedy, yeah, that's definitely my strength.
And who do you find funny?
Jim Carrey, Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson, Jack Black. Oh, so
you're just like the rest of us, yeah. You like all those guys.
Yeah.
You got to get in one of those movies where they're all in it, you know, and you can just join the cast.
Yeah, I know. That'd be awesome. All people I look up to.
We'll look for the Goldbergs every Wednesday night and enjoy the show, and hopefully you get a renewal for the third season.
Thank you. Thank you for everything. Have a good one.
With Troy Gentile of the Goldbergs on ABC, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.